Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here, out to the River Islands guest line, time for Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips in Sports. Success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. We're also brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners in the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Here's Coach. Hi, Coach. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great, man. I would love to hear you, in your words, describe the emotions that you have felt over the last 24 hours to arrive in Minnesota, win in Minnesota, but also view and experience what happened to Steph Curry.
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite a few days for sure. You know, winning that game 7 in Houston and then, you know, going ahead and taking care of game 1 last night. And then, of course, you know, the just seeing Steph go down, and especially with a hamstring. I mean, it's one thing if it's a rolled ankle, but the hamstrings are always so tricky. And so it's been a roller coaster for sure. But, you know, we can't do anything but prepare for tomorrow and the rest of the series and try to go get a win and give Steph time to heal and come back. So that's the focus.
What were the emotions like, especially at halftime, getting in the locker room where it was pretty clear at that point already that Steph was going to be out not only for the second half but for some time?
Yeah, I mean, I just felt terrible for him. I went in at halftime. He already had some ice on his hamstring, and he was sitting on the floor in the locker room in the middle of, you know, the whole team. And I didn't say much of anything. I just went and gave him a hug, I don't know. It's just so devastating to see someone who cares so much and who puts so much into it, you know, to see him go down and to know how disappointed he was. It's tough. But again, you know, injuries are part of things in this business, and you have to respond. You have to move forward.
Steve, it's been reported that you know, there's so much emotion with something like this that he was in tears, and you just shared that there really weren't a lot of words that the two of you said. But when you see that, I wonder what goes through your mind, because I think a fan, when they hear that Steph was in tears, they're thinking to themselves, oh my gosh, like he must be processing that he thinks maybe this is over for the season. Like when you see that, what goes through your mind?
Well, I think that's really presumptuous for anybody to just think that. I just think it's a hamstring. Hamstrings are tricky. As we announced today, it's going to be at least a week, and you know, that's you know, almost the rest of the series. So, yeah, we just have to move forward, and there's not a whole lot we can do, nor Steph. All he can do is rehab and. And our job is to keep the series moving forward and go out tomorrow and try to find a way to win and then move on to game three and take it from there. So there's not much else to say.
Well, last night you had to go forward and go about winning that basketball game. I know you were up when you got hurt and you extended the lead. What was so impressive to you about the effort and the individuality of the players who were able to shake off that massive adversity and still go out and handle business on the road?
Well, holding a team like that to 89 on their home floor, that's incredible defense. And as you guys know, we're the number one defense in the league since the Jimmy trade. What we did in Houston in game seven, holding them under 90, this is not an accident. You know, Draymond is the best defender I've ever seen in my life, and he's playing at such a high level at that end of the floor. And then, of course, Jimmy is Jimmy. I mean, he's one of the best players in the league. He controls games. I thought he controlled the whole fourth quarter. You know, he knew exactly what he was doing. We didn't really need to score. We needed to take care of the ball, and we needed to defend. And those two guys held down the fort, you know, under a lot of pressure on the road against a desperate team. That was really impressive. They never got it under nine, you know, going into the fourth. I think it was 20. We knew they'd make a run, and they never got it below nine. So that's a hell of a job to finish the game. And no question, Draymond and Jimmy are the anchors, you know, now with Steph out. And Buddy Hield hit some big shots. You know, Gary Payton made some big plays. So just a great effort to close that game out.
Coach, you've got some great veteran leaders, obviously, but I wonder when you detail that emotional roller coaster of game seven and travel and then turn around and new city and then Steph injured, do you do anything different as a coach with the way you're addressing your team because of that roller coaster?
Not really. You know, you just look at everything from a very realistic perspective. You know, we met as a staff today. We gave the players a day off. They really needed it. But we met as a staff, and we talked about messaging and, you know, how we approach tomorrow and, you know, what we're going to try to accomplish. So tomorrow morning at shoot around, we'll have those discussions and lay out our game plan and go from there.
And how much does the game plan change? I know that there's obviously going to be different wrinkles and different offensive sets without Steph Curry out there and different rotations. But as a coaching staff, when you approach game two, is it dramatically different, or is it just kind of subtle changes to what you're already doing?
Well, that's still to be determined. You know, we have to think about lineup combinations, substitution patterns. We have to think about the actions that we're running. You know, without Steph, how do we free ourselves up against a really tough defense? Those are all things that we talked about at our staff meeting today, and they're all things that I'm not going to tell you right now on this show.
That hurts a little, Steve. I'll be honest. I thought we'd, you know, gotten to a spot where maybe you would reveal things like game plans and rotations.
Oh, this has nothing to do with relationships. I love you guys. I just don't feel like revealing any information that might help Minnesota. So I know you understand that.
That I do, yeah.
Playoff Jimmy, right? Right, Steve? Come on. He can go for 50 the next four games in a row.
Well, I will say it's what a luxury to have a guy who has performed the way he has in the playoffs over the years, and you know, the way he carried his Heat teams to the finals, you know, twice. He's an incredible player and leader, and so it's a huge luxury to have him, for sure.
I will ask you this, Steve, because you are obviously less dynamic offensively, and because, as you've even detailed, you guys are a phenomenal defensive team, and that doesn't really change. Is there, like, a difference in approach to style of game? Like, are you looking to play a more defensive, lower-scoring game now?
No, we're just trying to defend the best way we can. I mean, we know we have to rely on our defense. I mean, we don't have Steph to bail us out. So, you know, absolutely the game begins and ends with our defense. But I don't think that's necessarily changing our philosophy. I mean, that's what's gotten us this far. And without Steph, if we don't defend, we're in big trouble. So that's the focus.
Always seems like game one of any series is a feeling out sort of a game, and you played 12 guys last night. Was that a byproduct of the Steph injury, or is that something that you were looking to explore to see who might work in this matchup overall?
I would say it was more the injury. You know, as soon as Steph went down, it changed everything. I mean, we knew coming into the game that we were going to play a lot of people based on, you know, game seven in Houston and just the nature of that Houston series, the physicality and playing every other day, all that stuff. But once Steph went down, that necessitated a couple more substitutions and getting more people involved. And so you know, you have to adapt as you go.
Steve Kerr with us, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Coach, I just wonder when you're looking at this stuff, when you go into the playoffs, how much stuff like this even crosses your mind, or maybe you don't have the luxury to even think about it, but when a team goes into a physical series and they do end up in a game seven, and you've talked about how this is an aging dynasty, is that on your mind as a concern with night after night, these games, the travel, the 42-minute, you know, box scores, is that on your mind that maybe that's more than those, you know, 35, 37-year-old bodies can handle?
Of course it is. That's something we consider. But, you get into these situations where, you're in a series. You know, if you want to advance, if you want to survive and advance, then, you know, what are you going to do? Play Steph 32 minutes and lose a game? You know, you really got to do what you got to do to advance. But you're well aware that, the heavy minutes can take a toll. And I don't think there's any question that, you know, going seven against Houston, that the nature of that series, the physicality, the heavy minutes for Steph. That took a toll. But, the alternative is, you play him way less and you lose the series against Houston and everybody says, the hell are you doing not playing Steph?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's not really like a dilemma at all. It's just reality.
And one thing you can do as a coach is to, you know, break up the action and use your timeouts. And I'm curious, Steve, you had to burn one early last night, a minute into the game, because apparently somebody had the wrong clothing on. Is that a first for you, a timeout for a wardrobe issue?
I've seen guys try to check into the game over my career where they had the wrong jersey on or they had a T-shirt on instead of their jersey. I've seen that a couple of times. I've never seen a guy actually play in a game with the wrong shorts on. So that was rather amusing, I must say.
Steve, can you even give us an idea of how something like that happens? Like, why would there be like a similar pair of shorts in his locker other than the actual uniform?
Well, I know we have like practice shorts, you know, guys go out and shoot pregame in something other than their game shorts. So we got more equipment than anybody knows what to do with the Warriors. So he must've just forgotten to take the practice shorts off and put the game shorts on.
Yeah, and I know you have a replay coach in the second row. You got coaches for everything. Are you going to add a wardrobe coach now to the staff?
We are. Yeah, we are currently recruiting from the New York Fashion Institute and looking for a consultant for uniform decisions.
I love it. Coach Kerr's got material. This is great.
When you first said that, you made me believe it. Like you said that firmly, Coach. Oh my goodness!
I was dying laughing as it happened last night. I mean, it's the first minute of the series, and it was. I just found it hilarious. I love Buddy. He's one of the best human beings I've ever met in my life, and it was kind of fitting. It's his approach to life. It's that island mentality from the Bahamas. Like, you know, there's not a whole lot of care into anything. It's just enjoy life and you know, go out and be Buddy Hield. That's awesome.
Well, dying laughing is exactly what a lot of people were doing with this post-game performance that he and Jimmy have put on. Can you take our audience through how that relationship developed and developed so quickly?
Not really. I don't know much more than you guys do. It's just, all of a sudden they started ripping each other in the media and they're clearly doing it good-naturedly, and they're both taking a lot of joy out of ribbing each other. And I'm just like you. I'm just sitting back and enjoying the show.
And does that make the locker room culture and the flights and all the rest of it feel much more like a family when you have, you know, Buddy's new this year and Jimmy's new mid-year, and yet these guys are getting on so swimmingly? Does that help the overall vibe of the team too?
Hell yeah. I just think humor is such an important dynamic in anybody's life, you know. But in the NBA, with all the pressure and all that stuff, I think humor is the great elixir for the stress. And so those guys both bring plenty of that.
So, Steve, 28.5 points a game for Buddy over these last two. You're going to need some points from him now. How sustainable is this effort?
Well, you know, they're going to put their best defender on him now that Steph's out. And so maybe it's McDaniels. You know, we'll see. But they're going to try to, you know, keep Buddy down. And we're going to have to try to find ways to free him up. The number one way to do that is to get stops and you get out in transition. And so this game is going to come down to our defense. We have to defend at a high level and create transition opportunities, and if we don't do that, it's going to be really tough in the half court without Steph. So defense is the number one priority.
Coach, just listening to you talk about Buddy, I'm reminded of when Jimmy Butler was acquired, and you had told us, like, you had never really spent much time with him before. What about Buddy Hield? Did you know him before he came to the Warriors and know this personality?
No, I didn't know him at all, but Luke Walton coached him in Sacramento, and Luke told me years ago that Buddy was one of his favorite guys. Chris DeMarco, our assistant coach, has coached the Bahamian national team over the years, and so he knew Buddy really well. So the second we signed him, Chris texted me. He said, "You're going to love Buddy. Amazing guy, full of joy, full of life, and obviously, you know, one of the best shooters in the league, too. So Buddy's just been amazing, and I look forward to seeing that guy every day. He's just a joy to be around."
I love the stories of these connections that percolate up, and it's Luke Walton, and it's Coach DeMarco, and it's Buddy in the Bahamas. But what's the story with Pat Spencer? Who found him? Where did this guy come from? I know he's a lacrosse player by way of a D1 basketball player as well, but all of a sudden now it's let Pat cook. Who found him, Steve?
I love it. He's great, isn't he? I mean, the guy's just such a competitor. Obviously a great athlete. I mean, literally one of the greatest lacrosse players of all time at the college level. And then he goes to Northwestern for one season of basketball and then makes the NBA. So the story is amazing. I mean, the competitive nature, the work ethic, the fearlessness, and it's showing every time we put him into a game. He's just, you know, playing with his hair on fire and making an impact. I don't know for sure how we found him. I do know that Kent Lacob has been a big part of this over the years, finding these diamonds in the rough. Guys like Juan Toscano-Anderson and Damian Lee, some of the guys who we've, you know, kind of filtered through Santa Cruz. Kent's got a really good eye for these type guys who can come in and make an impact. And Pat has definitely done exactly that.
Coach, pretty exciting 3 days outside of the Steph injury, but I do want to ask you about a player or two who right now look like they're scuffling a little bit. What do you see with Moses Moody, and what is your plan for him going forward?
I think Moses will bounce back. It's just been, you know, two games where he played 11 minutes and 9 minutes, the last, you know, game seven and game one. So he, you know, part of that is he plays the same position as Buddy. Buddy's been rolling. We've ridden with Buddy for good reason. He's been on fire. So the minutes haven't been there for Moses. And I think, you know, the Houston series was an interesting one for him. You know, it's first time anybody's ever put a center on him. Houston put Shen Goon on him. And it changed the pictures quite a bit. It took away a lot of his openings. Changed our offensive structure, because normally we have Draymond in the pick and roll with the center on him. And, you know, they put their center on Moses, and that puts him in the pick and roll. It's a different look for him and a different vibe. So this is, you know, this is part of the playoffs, and this is where, you know, teams really expose everything that you do, you know, And so when there's a disruption in the patterns and the way the game is played, it can affect everybody. I've been there as a player. It's tough.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spot to be in where you just, you know, you feel a little bit negated. You're not, you know, you're not playing as well as you want for a couple games, but this is what it's all about. If you go the whole way, it's 2 months of this. It's incredibly stressful. And so part of this for young players, part of this experience is dealing with a couple of bad games and then being able to respond. And I have no doubt Moses will respond. He's such a high character guy. He plays so hard. He cares so much. And so I think, you know, going into game two, I think Moses just needs to rely on, you know, what's made him such a good player for us as a starter, you know, these last few months.
Yeah, and some of that is the intangibility of what he brings. And I'm thinking about Pods in that very vein where he's not shooting it well, but he still was able to get 8 rebounds. How do you unlock Brandon's offensive game, especially now that Steph's going to be out?
Well, similar to Moses, a young player who's going through it, you know, for the first or second time, you know, going through the postseason and feeling the different ways people are guarding them, focusing on them. You know, as soon as Steph went out last night, they put McDaniels on Brandon to put pressure on him as a ball handler, and that changed things for him. And so this is a great learning experience for him and for Moses and for all of our young guys. And it's a matter of, as coaches, helping them adapt and adjust and helping them, get back to a comfort zone. And I'm confident that they'll get there.
Steve, interesting to hear Finch go after the refs today. I saw your response as well. I guess I would just ask you, you're only one game in, but do you see this series as being as physical as the last one is? And sort of, you know, what's your hope for how the officials handle that this time around?
Well, every game is physical around the league. It's the way the playoffs are played. It's just both teams are going to foul all the time, and that's what I see. I mean, the first 10 plays of the game last night, I thought Steph got bear hugged on the 8 of them. And so I got my own complaints, you know, and that's the same way in the Houston series. And Chris is justifiably going to look at the film and see plays where they got fouled. And every coach in the league, you know, Kenny Atkinson right now, I mean, I've seen Kenny's comments the last couple games. You know, he's upset with the physicality. And, I just think welcome to the playoffs. This is what it's about. And the coaches have to say what they have to say, send in the clips, talk to the league, whatever it is. But in the end, the refs are going to determine, you know, how they want to call it, what they're going to call, and it's up to the players and the teams to adapt and adjust.
All right, Coach. Well, I didn't know this rule in the second round, but apparently the home team loses every game, so congrats on your win tomorrow night.
We'll take it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, can you believe this, Coach?
I know. It's crazy. It really is. I didn't see this coming.
Boston's up right now, as you may well know, but long way to go. Coach, thank you very much. Good to chat with you. Good luck tomorrow night.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. There he is. That's Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort. Same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great. And brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supplies, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.